This is the Home Health Revealed podcast. Hear stories from real industry leaders discussing topics affecting the ever-changing industries of home health, hospice, and palliative care. Welcome to this unique episode of Home Health Revealed, where we are talking about exciting news from HealthRev Partners. Just launched their Velocity as a SaaS solution, and it is revolutionizing the revenue cycle management for home health, hospice, and palliative care. This episode is a sit down with Michael Greenlee, founder and CEO of HealthRev Partners, talking about some of the key questions about Velocity as a SaaS. So providing these insights, enhanced operational efficiencies, and centralized data management. This covers questions about what inspired the development of Velocity and how the real-time data and analytic is really changing the way teams are managed, how it integrates with other tech, other EHRs, other pieces of tech. So you don't want to miss this. And then he talks about future plans for development and combating complacency within an organization. So these significant benefits of Velocity are kind of outlined here. We appreciate you listening. Love feedback. If you want to demo Velocity, please reach out, connect@healthrevpartners.com, or you're welcome to find one of us on LinkedIn, Hannah Vale or Michael Greenlee.
What inspired the development of Velocity as a SaaS for revenue cycle management in home health, hospice, and palliative care?
Well, simply, there was the need for transparency. So in the outsourced services, some of the biggest complaints that we always, you know, heard of was basically that the agencies had no idea what was happening with their receivables. So we wanted to create a platform that, number one, you know, people basically could wake up in the morning, grab their cup of coffee, and see the overall health of their organization. And so while we were building this, as we were building it, then it made sense for us to build it to where it could also be a SaaS. So we've seen the success of how we're able to manage productivity, manage capacity, see exactly how well the team's doing versus, you know, compared to the agency's KPIs. And all the data is there. And so we're super excited to be launching this because, again, there's agencies that don't want to outsource, but they have no means of really seeing the productivity, right? Within yeah. their RCM team or their coding team. There's no EMR out there that has designed the platform that we have designed that gives agencies the inside information of exactly how well their team is performing on a day-to-day basis. This is a perfect addition for agencies to add to their tech stack.
How does Velocity differ from other RCM software solutions currently available in the market?
Well, other softwares, I mean, they give you good reporting. There's no doubt about it. But what's unique about Velocity is this reporting and data is strictly off the performance of their team. So we're not trying to compete with what an EMR is providing agencies at all. That's not the mission behind Velocity. Velocity is to be able to look at it and say, okay, from a coding perspective, how well is our review team doing? How fast can they review charts and how accurate are they? Then number two, we built this because basically we want to help agencies become better in the field at documentation. And so we track every single change, where that change is coming from, and the impact of that change. So we're talking about valuable information. So if you want to grow an agency, if you want to really build a culture, and you want to be able to manage productivity better than any other agency in your space, this is why you need Velocity. So first of all, I know overseas is a popular option because it saves money, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. Now, the question is, how do you manage it when it's overseas? So everyone says they have a way of managing it. And basically, all they're doing is they're putting somebody in the United States and they're saying this person is watching over them. That's just to give comfort to the agencies. In all reality, we can better manage overseas business than anybody else because we can see exactly what that team is doing, where their changes are coming from, and how long it's taking them to review that chart. So let me give you an example. So if an OASIS review with coding takes on average, let's say 35 to 45 minutes, right? Now that depends on the chart and the complexity and all that jazz, but let's just say the average time is 45 minutes. And we see if there's somebody overseas reviewing a chart, and we see they get that chart done in 15 or 20 minutes. That automatically flags and says, wait a minute. If the average time is 35 to 45 minutes, but this person got it done in 20, let's go ahead and let's review that chart. So immediately we can jump in there and do some QA right away. Because again, the people overseas, I mean, they're smart individuals, right? I'm not taking anything away from them. But at the same time, let's be real, that they could go down the street for just a little bit more money and they would, right? And so the question is, if you're outsourcing, to a company and then they're outsourcing to another company. The company that they're outsourcing to, what is their skin in the game? So that's where I get a little nervous in that. However, anyway, Velocity can track it better than anybody else.
Yeah. Can you explain how Velocity's real-time analytics and centralized data management can help multi-site agencies improve their operational efficiency and financial performance?
Yeah, so one of the things a lot of agencies are doing, are they're starting to centralize all of their functions. However, when you're a larger agency and you have multiple sites, you got multiple locations, it's very hard to be able to track the productivity of each person in each different location. So Velocity in real time is updating all the data. So you can even drill down specifically into each either reviewer or RCM person to see their overall performance. Because let's face it, as an agency, staffing is still a concern. Cost continues to rise across the spectrum and inflation is still high. So agencies have to be able to manage their staffing better than ever before. This is why we built Velocity. Velocity allows you to really look at it, because we've talked to some agencies that are overstaffed. They didn't even know it. But now, because they were able to provide them analytics, they can see that basically they just have some underperformers. So now they can put together, you know, really good plans or PIP plans or whatever you want to call them with their staff to get them up to par. Because if they can get them up to par, then they don't have to recruit more people. And so therefore, right, it's saving them money.
Cost savings there. What are some of the common pain points and challenges that Velocity is designed to address for growing home health, hospice, and palliative care organizations?
And I'm going to say the biggest one, Hannah, is the simple fact that every agency I talk to has revenue problems, meaning that their aging AR continues to age. There's not a system out there that is tracking their aging AR in buckets of how many claims are in that bucket versus how many claims have been worked in that bucket. So it's very simple. So we've added two key things into the RCM functionality that has really changed the game of RCM. In fact, it's lowering agencies' DSO by 30% because of these two things. Number one is tracking the AR, meaning that we're not just tracking the claims in the AR, we're tracking about what claims are being worked in that AR. Because claims over 90 and everything above that, those claims are hardly worked. And so what happens, agencies are consistently losing money because no one is tracking these claims. Number two is that in the aging AR, we built it, we color coordinated this for a reason. So in your 0 to 60 days, it's green, your 61 to 90 days, it's yellow. Let me talk about the yellow. The reason why it's important that all claims really be looked at 61 to 90 is because if everything is set up correctly, you know, payers, your system, your clearinghouse, all that, you really shouldn't have many claims going past 90 days, but you got to have a way to track it. Because you can get a lot of garbage, you know, from your team of just saying, hey, here's what's going on in the claims, but you don't have any real true data to say, okay, how many claims have been worked. The second thing that we did is we put a follow-up date on all claims. So when a claim is touched, they have to put in a comment, right? Because we want to know what just happened on this claim. We want all claims to be updated every single day, right? So for them to be able to go in there, see the status of the claim, and then the follow-up date. And the follow-up date is critical because I always like to say no claims are left behind, right?
Yep.
And if you really are tired and frustrated with claims over 90 days, Velocity is another tool that can hold your team accountable, because you should have no more than 5% of your claims past 90 days, no more than 2.5% of your claims past 120 days. If you have any of those situations, then you got to strongly look at Velocity as a way to start tracking your revenue cycle management team.
So let's talk about implementation. What kind of onboarding and ongoing support does HealthRev Partners provide to ensure smooth transition and successful adoption of Velocity?
Yeah, so any technology tool is only as good as the ability to really use it and understand how to use it. We have built Velocity to be so simple to use that even a fifth grader could use it. Now, we did that because I really like to stay things on a fifth grade level, right? You know what I mean? Anything above that kind of gets way, it's too advanced for me. So Velocity, we built it to be simple, easy to use. So onboarding is super easy. It only takes a couple of days. We can have your complete team trained, ready to go. We also create your little sandbox so you can play with it. Your team can play with it, get comfortable with it. But there's not a lot you got to do in there. So it's very, very easy to use. the data automatically calculates. And if you have your own review team internally, the other thing that we built in there is automatic QA. So that's another great important feature in this software that is just going to totally take your agency to a whole nother level.
Talk about the QA a little bit.
Well, the QA, it's automatic, right? So when we built it, we did not want our team, our leadership team, to be able to choose which charts they chose, right? And so it does a couple things. Number one is, as you're hiring new people, you can change the percentage of their charts to be QA'd. I think that's very important, right? Because when they're first part of your company, hey, they had a great resume, they've got a great, you know, references, all that, but can they perform to the level that that agency wants them to perform at? And so it's going to help track that. And then of course, you know, again, the data that it's providing for your clinicians and all that kind of data, it's just fantastic.
How does Velocity integrate with other key systems and technologies that agencies may already be using, such as their EHRs or any other billing systems?
Yeah, the beauty about it is we built this like Switzerland. So it doesn't matter what EMR that you're on. We've got the roadmaps, everything already built out per EMR. I think there's like 15 or 16 different EMRs that are already programmed in here. The good thing is, you know, agencies are leaving and switching EMRs all the time. That's a big headache. And so what you don't want to do is lose your data. So yeah. The good thing about Velocity is you can make an EMR move, but still have Velocity. All we got to do is just change a couple things in the system. Boom, you're ready to go. No problem, no sweat. You're ready to rock.
What are HealthRev's future plans for development and enhancement of Velocity?
HealthRev partners will never be complacent. I mean, we are in an industry that continues to change daily. New requirements, compliance, all that stuff continues to come out. And you got to stay on top of all that if you want to be a winning agency in 2024 and 2025.
Yep.
So with Velocity, again, it's just designed to help you really just manage all of your team, all of your data, to know that, hey, if you're going to make a move, you're going to make a switch, if you're going to look at maybe offering another service, or if you're looking to go into a different territory, another geographical location, this is giving you the information to make wise decisions, because it's all right there. And we wanted to build these dashboards as a means to provide them data that you can pull different reports and get real depth into the data. But really, it's designed to say, hey, drink your coffee, look at the health of your organization, and continue now just to continue to build and grow your agency. Scale that bad boy. You got the data now, start scaling it.
If you had to give the most significant benefit of all the benefits, right, that we've talked about, what is the most significant benefit that Velocity can deliver to agencies?
I'm going to say it's the data, because the data is 100% accurate. It's data that you can really look at and see it in real time. You don't have to pull a bunch of reports. You don't have to create pivot tables. You can easily filter in the system. Again, it's really easy. If you want to see any claim within any time period, you can easily just bring out our filtering tray. We have a simple, easy filtering tray where it's just click and boom, you can see whatever data you want. So it's very easy to use. Like I said, it's a fifth grade level, but the data is just so valuable that you get. So I'm going to say the data, because what the data provides, it gives you the roadmap to where your agency might be broken, either in financial, operation, or clinical.
If somebody wants to demo Velocity, where can they find it?
Yeah, well, you can easily just go to our website, click on Velocity and request a demo, and then we'll get you on the calendar within 5 days or less.
Awesome. Okay, what have I not asked that I need to ask?
You know, I think the question that maybe you didn't ask that I think is really important, and I think a lot of agencies struggle with it, is how do I develop my team? So talking about clinicians, for an example, clinicians are great and they love what they do. Paperwork's not their favorite thing to do. So if you think about it, if you were an agency owner and you're to look at your entire clinical staff that's out in the field doing documentation, do they know and do you know which ones are your best one and which ones need help?
Meaning your best clinician?
Yeah, who your best clinicians are, and then who your clinicians that really need some additional training and development. Now, if you're guessing, then that's a bad guess, right? Because you want to be able to know exactly where does my team need training, and specifically where do they, who needs it and where. That's what Velocity does. So if you want to grow, because I tell you, I think clinicians will leave if they're making consistently a lot of changes, because they're doing that paperwork again and again and again. I think every employee wants to be trained and developed, right? And so, and I think a lot of agencies and companies in general fail to continue to train and develop their team on a consistent basis. They may pinpoint and spotty and stuff like that, but consistently to get them to be the true professional that they need to be, because ultimately that's your brand, right? So if you and I owned an agency, we got clinicians out in the field, that's our brand. So if that's our brand, we've got to be able to take time to train those people, because again, that's your brand. That's how you're going to grow in your community. That's how you're going to get the reputation that you have, right? Either good or bad.
Yep.
But if you're training them, developing them, number one is they see that you're invested in their career. That's probably number one. Number two, it's great for your agency. It's great for your brand.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Again, if you would like any additional information about Velocity, you can check it out on our website, healthrevpartners.com, or email one of us at connect@healthrevpartners.com.